Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Mitch Bertlieb, and this is VPR News. Governor Phil Scott and members of the administration will hold a media briefing today at 11 o'clock to make a special announcement relating to the state's COVID-19 response. Scott has said he will lift all COVID-19 restrictions once the state hits the target of vaccinating 80% of eligible Vermonters. The current state of emergency that's allowed the state to impose COVID-19 restrictions is scheduled to expire tomorrow, June 15th. Scott spokesperson Jason Malucci says if the state hits the 80% goal before then, the emergency order would likely be allowed to expire. You can join VPR for live coverage of the special media briefing today starting at 11 o'clock this morning. The U.S. Treasury is giving county governments across the country millions of dollars in COVID relief funding, but here in Vermont, county governments have very little authority. As VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman reports, it's not yet clear what will happen with all of the money that's about to flow into the state.
Addison County is expected to spend about $268,000 this year. But the latest COVID relief package includes more than $7 million for the Champlain Valley County. That's more than 26 times the amount of money the county usually spends.
We're very concerned about that.
Karen Horn is with the Vermont League of Cities and Towns. She says in Vermont, each county has two assistant judges. And the way the COVID relief package is worded now, it will be up to them to decide how to spend all that federal relief money.
It's a huge amount of money, and it's not money that necessarily the county assistant judges are equipped to deal with.
The feds say the money has to go toward public health, infrastructure, or essential workers, but Vermont counties don't oversee any of that. Horn says the state's congressional delegation is trying to come up with an alternative formula for distributing the money. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman.
A 19th-century train depot in New Haven, Vermont, will be moved to make way for Amtrak passenger trains. The 1850s brick building had to be torn down or moved to make way for the scheduled Amtrak route that will go through the junction. New Haven officials say the brick building at the junction of U.S. Route 7 and Vermont Route 17 will be moved a mile down the road to a location near the town offices. The Town Historical Society will occupy a portion of the building. Eye on the sky for today, periods of showers, a few local thunderstorms decreasing west to east this morning, a few breaks of sun from the Green Mountains, along with additional showers and thunderstorms. Cooler today, highs in the 60s to low 70s. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.